100% Masudr, but go around the few in Yanam of the parasha, just to move around the parasha a little bit, is as follows. In the battle of the Malachim, the three Malachim battle the five kings. In the parasha, there's a Ha'ara here. The Mesh Shapiro points out the Sahara. The Ha'ara is boiling. When you read the Pesukim, there's a very strong Ha'ara here. The Pesukim very much stress the kings of the country. These fourth kings, they made a war against Bera Melech Sidoim, Birsha Melech Amora, Shinov Melech Adma, B'Shem Eber Melech Tzvayim, Melech Bela Yitzayar. The four kings attacked the five. The four kings were stronger. And it says the four kings ruled over the five kings for 12 years. And then Shloish Esrei Shana Maradu. And then, on the 13th year, they rebelled. These five kings ruled the fourth king, and on the 13th year, they rebelled. It's good, 13 years they rebelled. For 13 years, they rebelled. And on the 14th year of their rebellion, Kedar Laimah came, and he gathered up the three other kings, and they Taka won them over a second time. So they ruled them for 12 years. Then there was a state of tremendous wars, and then these kings came and ruled them again. So Moshe appears Medaik in the Pesukim. It says the king's names too many times. Who cares? The king speaking about the countries. There's a whole countries with thousands, tens of thousands of people. So Moshe appears, why the stress on the kings? This king fought that king who beat them, and then the kings fought them for 12. They ruled over the four kings ruled over the five. They didn't rule over the five kings. They ruled over the people. These were people about tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. Why the dogish? Why the stress on the kings? And it's repeated. The pasuk gets repeated. It repeats it again when the second battle after they rebelled in the 14th year of the rebellion. It repeats again. Once again, the kings gathered up again. Kedar Laimer Melch Elam, Sidon Melch Goyim, Amraphim Melch Shinar. Repeats. If you tell me one time, it's important to know the names of the kings for whatever reason. But it repeats it Nachamal a second time. What's happening? The stress on the names of the kings. So he says a really good thing. He said the reason countries go to war. He says the Unteshashur, the bottom line why countries go to war. There could be all. You could claim all sorts of claims. The bottom line is to establish the malchus of the king. The bottom line, he says, why a country goes to war is for the king. Is that kingdom wants? It's a personal matter. It's not about the people. It's not about to help all the. The bottom line is the gaiva of one person. He rallies the country around him, but the bottom line is to each king is trying to establish his kingdom. And he explains the Medrash of Moshe Shapiro. The Medrash here says that they really, the purpose of the battle was, the Medrash right on the spot. So the purpose of the battle was to capture light and thus pull Avram Avinu into battle and beat Avram. That was the real purpose. So he says, come on, four kings are fighting five kings. They're fighting for 30 years. They ruled on them for 12 years. They rebelled for numerous years. Then they finally crushed the rebellion. He says, come on, there's a world war. And you tell me the purpose of this world war is to beat Avram and Lot, the two people? Yes, come on. So he said that Avram and Lot, Avram the Iker and Lot who was with Avram, represented Malchus Shemayim. Avram and Lot with the banner, they waved the flag in the world with Malchus Shemayim. And when it says it was to beat Avram and Lot, not the pshat, they were trying to kill per se Avram and Lot. They were trying to be with Avram and Lot. They were standing for Kvod Malchus of their kingdom. They each one standing in the Kvod of his kingdom, and the Kvod of his kingdom is Misnagid Kvod Malchus Shemayim. Each one of these kings was trying to establish his kingdom, was trying to make Kedar La'imer's motive was that Kedar La'imer should be the all-powerful. And Shinar's motive is that Shinar's motive. And each one's motive was that he should be the all-powerful, that his Malchus should reign supreme. At the exclusion of Kvod Malchus Shemayim. So that's the stress of the names of the king, is in essence, yet the Torah is boiling down the whole Melchama. The stress of the name of the king is the whole Melchama was just to establish the name of the king. That's the whole battle, is to establish the name of the king, is that his Malchus should reign supreme. And the Medrash, that's the Pshat in the Medrash, it was to beat Avram and Lot. The Medrash means it was to be what they stood for. They stood for Kvod Malchus Shemayim. And these kings fought entire wars just to fight Kvod Malchus Shemayim, that their Kvod Malchus, which was Misnavi Kvod Malchus Shemayim, should win. It makes you think sometimes. Sometimes you think about it. George Bush, he went to war, and Baruch Hashem, Avad Hashem, Leib Malachim, B'liyim Loich, Avad Hashem pulls the strings. Many times you wonder, like the motive could be in history. It should look very fancy on his list of things that he accomplished. It should look good on his list. It should show his power. Like it should maybe the covet of his father. His father once didn't finish the job. But the motives are so small. That's the Torah. That's the Torah is telling you here. By stressing the names of the kings, entire countries, if they might speak fancy speeches in front of the UN about their idealism, they might say the reason we're going is this for the benefit of the American people. Like the Rahim may get up. The reason I'm doing this event, and the Torah is telling you that the Torah is yerid the oimek hadavar, and the Torah is telling you that the only motive of these kings is for the king himself. And therefore, not even mentioning their countries, not even, and I'm sure Kedar Loimim Matnei, they're giving fancy speeches to his entire people, and say, this is for the sake of the people, we need this, baloney. So one person, and he got along, masses to come along with him. I was on a trip in Eretz Yisrael. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, an uncle of my wife took us on a trip to Stein. Fascinating trip, and if you ever want to go to Sudan, you'll see it's barren mamash. Pasha, you ever okay? There's nothing there, nothing. It was funny because we had a tour guide who kept showing us nothing. There was nothing to show. He's showing us all around. It's all rock and bare. It's amazing to see. You push it, you see nothing. You see what the Torah happened. Adayoy Mazer is a remnant, and Sudan is totally destroyed. The Gami destroyed, and the tour guide was not from Jew. He told us, he started showing us that in the rocks, if you look carefully, I remember his rise, unfortunately, I don't have such a tvis in these nyanim, but he said scientifically they could show that this land was once lush land. This guy didn't, I don't think he knew Tanakh, I don't think he knew very much, as you'll see in the story. He was telling us that scientifically, as he's showing us this land, and he's showing us the proofs. My wife's chuckling. My wife was chuckling a little bit. And the guy, finally, the guy said, what are you guys laughing about? He kept showing different proofs. We said, it's a pasuk. We said, you're going around, you're showing us the scientific proofs about this land. Then this is a pasuk. The pasuk says, in Christ's level, Kikulei Mashke, that light chose today, when Avraham Avinu said, it's time for us to separate. Light says we have. Avraham Avinu says to Light that we can't be together anymore. Let there be no more battle between us. Please separate. If you want to go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. It's time to separate. We can't be together anymore. And it says that Light chose the Kikra Yard and Kikulei Mashke. He chose this land because it was lush. Kikulei Mashke, it's a blessing. We told him on the next tour, he'll sound a little wiser. Besides the science, he should quote the Pasuk in Chumash, Kikulei Mashke. But there's a diak in the Pesukim here. When Avraham Avinu tells Light, you choose, it's time for us to separate. And Light, you choose which area you want. Says a diak in the Pesukim here. It says, Vayisa Light is Enav. Light raised his eyes, Vayaris Kolkika Hayardin. He sees this whole Yardin area, the plains of the Yardin, he sees the area, Kikulei Mashke, he sees how lush it is. And then the Pasuk is a strange words in the Pasuk, in the context it's written, it says, he saw it was lush, it was beautiful lands, Lufnei Shachis Hashem Estoim Vesamayra, before Hashem destroyed Estoim and Amayra. And then he says, Kigan Hashem Keretz Mitzrayim Bachatzar, it describes again the beauty of the land. Why does it stick in those words? He saw the Kikra Yarde Kikulei Mashke. He saw that it was lush before Hashem destroyed it. But the Pasuk's about burning. Kalish may go to that land one day, or one of us here may go to that land, and you'll see it's not lush. The Torah's about burning. It was taka beautiful before Hashem destroyed it. Like, don't ask the Alta Tamet. You might like ask a Kash. I mean, if you read the rest of the parasha, you'll find that it's going to be destroyed. If you read the rest, you don't have to wait too many parshas. You're going to find out it's destroyed. And unless the Torah is worried, you won't read any more Chumash. If you stop Chumash, you're going to have a kasha. You're going to say Kikulay Mashke, and then you're going to go on a tour of Sidon, and you'll see nothing. You want to go? You'll see nothing, nothing, nothing. It's destroyed. Not a blade of grass grows. It's mamish destroyed. You see rock, rock, rock. There's nothing there. Nothing grows. It's totally desolate. So you can have a kasha, you can have a bomb kasha, you'll need the Torah by Toyo. Scientifically, we have rayas. If you look at the rocks and you see how they are, somebody, maybe that's one from Nazbeth, I don't know the lumbus, how you could see it, but they have a concept of a pool, how you could see that it was once lush. So you'll need, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? Vayit Loit raises his eyes and sees the Kikra Yard and Kikulay Mashka, before Hashem destroyed it. What's the Torah saying before? Of course, before Hashem destroyed it. But the Torah didn't say the story, then he destroyed it. I believe the pshat is stating light's Messiah. Light has been following Messiah. Light is with an Avram Avinu. He's with the God Ladar. He's standing by an Avram Avinu. He's a Talmud of Avram Avinu. And in front of light is the possibility now of being a Talmud Mubak of Avram, of remaining a great, of being a great person. In some ways, he already mirrored Avram. He looked like Avram. In some ways, he mirrored his Meisim. Light is at a crossroads right now. He has decisions in front of him. And his choice right now is to stay with Avram and give up Gashmis. Avram, it says, Light also had a lot of possessions. And vice versa, his possessions were mafri after being around Avram. His Gashmis, there's a Meisim, Alpin of Ardek, said to a Talmud. I'm sorry, Yisrael said to the Alpin of Ardek. Rabbi Yisrael said to the Alta and the Vardik, there's different versions of the story, but he said to the Alta and the Vardik that your hands have too much flour on them. So he said an expression, where, and the Alta and the Vardik understood that Rabbi Yisrael was telling him you're getting too much into business. He was a businessman, the Alta and the Vardik. And he understood that Rabbi Yisrael was telling you money is becoming too important to you. You're getting too lost in money. It's becoming too essential to you. A Vardik person needs it, it's a chetimsa to live. But it's becoming more than that to you. And on the dime, the Alpin of Ardek went and sold his business on the dime. And he went back into learning. He locked himself up for 7 years. Because his Rebbe said that Ephes, you're getting too much into money. You're getting too much into money. You're running, and he said it, Mamish Dai Lechachem Beremiza. And the words penetrate the Alpin of Ardek's heart. And he sold his business. And he sold Ephes in a loving world, owning the business. But he was getting too much into money. He was becoming too much of an ikker. He sold his business. He learned for 7 years, Alpin of Ardek. And then he opened up 86 yeshivas around Russia. Through Talmid. And he went around, he sat and learned 7 years, Yom of Alayla. And then he opened up 86 yeshivas around Russia. And spent the rest of his years teaching Torah. Avram Avinu gave such a shmuz to light. The Gam Aloyd Oyos Avram Yitzhak Avram Avram. And Avram said, we can't be together. There's Ephes in all your mammon. There's Ephes in Redivas HaMammon. I can't be with you. It's too heavy over here. With such Redivas HaMammon, it's a shter between me and you. Between us, we have to separate. And Loid has the choice. He has the choice to stay by Avram Avinu. He has the choice to shift the Beit Hashem Kol Yimei. He has the choice to be Isaac in Ruchnias Kol Yimei. Or he has the choice, he pardon me, Allah, separate from me. If you're going to be into your Gashmias, it's going to lead to Gezel, it's going to lead to Kol Min Averis. If you're going to be so right if Mammon, it's going to lead to Kol Min Averis, we have to separate. You can't be with an Avram Avinu. You can't be under the banner. Avram was the banner of Torah Shemayim. If you're going to be such a right if Mammon, if money is going to be your, it's either money or your Bainu Shalom is your banner. It can't be both. If your banner is your Bainu Shalom, then it's the Bainu Shalom. The banner is money, then it's money. It can't be both. He parted Nami Alai separate, and Loit has this decision in front of him. So when it says Vayisa Loit this Einav, Loit raises up his eyes. Vayar and he sees his Kol Kikyar Yarden Kikulay Mashke. He sees that it's all lush. But the Torah wants to tell you his Nisayim. His Nisayim was Mitzarechad. He sees it so attractive. The Gashmis is so drawing to run after it to wave the banner of Gashmis. The way the banner of a life running after money. Money, money, money. Kikulay Mashke, it's alluring. But Lefnei Shachas Hashem Stemes Amari, before it was destroyed, light sees that it's temporary. It's not stopped the Torah, it's about burning, and by the way, it was destroyed. You'll read parts later on. It looks luscious to light before it's destroyed. Light that himself can see it's temporary. He sees the gashmis and tlor in mitzad echad. Mitzad sheni it's lifnei before it's destroyed. And light sees it as such. He sees it as a temporary thing. Light understands it as such. Otherwise, why is it in the pasuk of light seeing? Light sees the lushness of Sodom and he sees it before it's destroyed. He sees that what I'm seeing is something that's temporary, that's fleeting. And Light has this decision in front of him. He has this decision of this Vayaris Kikra. He raises up his eyes and he's so tempted. Kikula Mashke. But Mitzad Sheni, Light understands this is not something that came as a shock to Light. Light understands Lufnei Shachis Hashem Sodom Samaira. Before it was destroyed, the Torah later on tells that Light's son-in-law is just a joke in the house that Sodom is going to be destroyed. It was the Light's son-in-law in the house because they knew it was because he joked about what's true. They knew it was going to be destroyed. They knew it's fleeting. They knew Rishus and they knew this Redifus Amon that it doesn't last. They knew it's just cut. They knew this one gathers wealth, like Taka Shlomo Mel says in Kayelis. This one gathers wealth for somebody else. He's gathering all his money so somebody else can use it. He knew that. He knew the fish. And Lloyd has that decision in front of him. The Torah is Mayrachan, some that's unusually Mayrachan. Dairus, it speaks about in 2 seconds. Dairus, it's Tzadikim also, it speaks about very quickly. And whole Dairus, from Noach to Avram, it speaks about in a second. And this story of life, it's Mayrachan because this is the battle of man. So it's very Mayrach on this story of Light. The same story, Light left Avram, boom, get rid of Light. He ends up, what becomes of a Light? But the Torah is Mayrach on a Light, because it's so valuable for us to hear this, as I say. Because this is every one of our Nesayim. This, all of us, by Yisus, Einav, we see the Kikar Yardin, it's so lush. And we see also, L'fnei Shach Hashem, it's done in Atamayr. We see also, but it's fleeting. We know that. Before the choice, it's known that. That was already known, Kaidin, that it's L'fnei Shach Hashem, it's done in Atamayr. And Light makes the decision that takes him from somebody who was close to Avram, who people confuse with Avram, by Yivcha Loi Light, this called Kikar HaYarden. And Light chooses the Kikar HaYarden. He chooses what his eyes perceive and it drags him away. By Yisa Light Mikedem, Zak Rashi. This Light travels away Mikedem. Rashi says Mikadmoy Nishalaylam. He travels away from the Rabbanu Shalom. That sad, sad trip of walking away from the Rabbanu Shalom. He walks away from Netzchias. This decision, this being lured by your life redifus amamim of running after money, 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 of waving the banner of money, vayisa loit mikedem. Light walks away from kedem because mine shalaylam. Vayipard wish me alachim. There's a prayer. There's a separation. It says he left already. There's a separation in values. What Avram Avinu represented, Avram gave him Musar. He said to his Talmud, "Yiparei nami alai. You have to separate from me. I can't have shaychus to you. There can't be a kesher if you have gashmis between us. If you're so right at mama, you can't be under my banner. My banner, Floyd Shemayim, you can't be under." Avram didn't have gashmis. Avram had gashmis. Avram was wealthy. It says earlier, the Torah B'davka makes a point that Avram was covered ma'oid b'mikdim b'kesef azav. Avram Avinu also had gashmis. But all his gashmis was echatims to serve the Rabbanu Shalom. All his gashmis is a timsa. Avram, what was Avram Avinu's gashmis? Basically, we have to a little bit. We have very childish picture of Avram Avinu. Very childish. We have to a little bit pick it up. Stam of the whole. A lot of us picture Avram was a big machnas arif. Somebody's a machnas arif. Wow, Avram was a big mach. You missed the boat. You think Avram stam at a house? You had a lot of guests. You don't have a picture of what Avram did. Avram Avinu picture a fancy hotel, a Marriott. Beautiful marriage. Avram was Vayita Eshel. He planted trees. He has gardens. He had hundreds of men. 318, the Torah tells for sure. He had hundreds of men who worked for him full time. There was a whole staff of people with thousands of people who were Pasha Talmidim. Avram was a whole yeshiva. They didn't. The stomach, there was no charge. The Torah called Rav Masarchim. Avram Avinu didn't have a house where a lot of people came as guests. He had a gorgeous hotel with gardens. It was a beautiful, just our picture has to be, we're not babies. He didn't have a house where people came in, they invited him for a Shabbos meal. He had institutions. He had these large campus. He ran a whole, pardon expression, a university, Lahavdol. Avraham Avinu ran at a whole campus, that for free you came, you settled it in Eshel. He had a garden that you walked around in. They served, it was a restaurant for free. They served all the fancy things in the world. Tongue, which is always going to be, not just today, expensive. There's only one tongue per cow. It's expensive. He served tongue to them. He served the fanciest dishes. He was the cook in this institution. Besides that he taught Torah day and night in this institution, it was a yeshiva that thousands of Talmidim were attracted to. And princes came there. When the five kings were beaten by the four, they sent somebody. Kings used to come by, and princes used to come by. Presidents of countries used to come by this palace to talk to Avraham Avinu, to maybe they can get a meeting with Avraham Avinu. Picture just a better Soviet, not a childish, oh, Mach Yisrael. The whole world knew that this person in the world, the whole world shook from Avraham Avinu. They made a whole, when Avraham Avinu comes back to beating the four kings, and Malchizedek Melech Shalem, this powerful king, makes a whole tzuda, a whole feast. You have to picture tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people cheering. And Avraham Avinu, that's what Avraham Avinu was. Gashmis there was, but all buckled for Kvod Shemayim. All lechatims that they used for Kvod Shemayim, not fleeting at all, not lefnei shach Hashem ben damayra. His gashmis was very permanent, it was forever. The Gemara says a meister that two Amoraim saw a house that was destroyed, and one Amor was very sad, because he said in this house, the Yid was no tremendous tzedakah. Tremendous tzedakah. And the house is supposed to be forever. And the house of somebody who's not, the gashmis of somebody who does it, who uses it with Shem Shemayim, is forever. And the other Amor said it still exists. It's going to be rebuilt. And Shemayim, this house still exists. Shemayim. The gashmis is not, the gashmis that Avraham Avinu's house is Chai V'Kayim until today. Avraham Avinu's gashmis is still his mitzvahs. He's also covered with Mikdav Atzayim, of Azov. But there's no need for Avraham Avinu to get rid of it. It's used to say Chetimsa. It's not a Radifa Samaman. It's a Radifa Kvod Shemayim. It's running at the Kvod Shemayim using his gashmis. Stam, this picture, you should, over Shabbos, try to picture a little bit Avraham's environment. It's a chashuva thing to do. Instead of just, oh, he's a Makasarek, maybe he had some guests over, you're missing the boat. Picture this large institution, yeshivas. Picture this institution, this modern institution, where the head of the institution also cooked for people. He ran around, bring people food, but that's what it was. Then you're already picturing a little better what Avraham Avinu was. You picture kings used to go there. People came to see who this great person who was heard about in the world over, who was accomplishing immense things, who was thrown into a fire by the whole world. The world wanted to get rid of this person. This person who came, who made a Ruach Hadash in the whole world from Doyre Doyers, for 10 Doyers, Minoyach Bar Avraham was Kofer, Doyre Doyers with Deyos Rois, and one person was Mevakesh Emes, and he stirred up the whole world, and the whole world was interested in what this person has to say, the whole world was interested in seeing an Avraham. You know, people came to him by the thousands, by the tens of thousands, probably by the hundreds of thousands, came to this campus that he had, and he had a full-time staff of at least 318 men. Certainly had 318 men who went to war with him. Probably it was a staff of much more, probably. It was a staff he oversaw of tens of thousands, probably. Probably. I don't know the exact, it's hard to, the Torah doesn't tell us. It leaves it to us to picture a little bit. There's a huge staff, and Avraham oversaw this whole staff, gave shiurim to the staff, and gave shiurim to the people, constant shiurim, feeding the people also. That was Avraham Avinu. And Toloi, his Talmud, also was wealthy. And the wealth of Avraham Avinu is not misnagged wealth. The Torah just gets through saying, for seemingly no reason, that he was also wealthy. He was covered ma'ai by Mikhail Makesrazov. He also had wealth. But he says to Toloi, get away from me. Pardon me, Alai. Your wealth is getting, you're William already over Gezel. You're already, I see with you, some moment over here. We have to separate. I have Gashmis, you have Gashmis. My Gashmis is under the banner of Kvod Shemayim. Your gashmis on the banner of the deepest moment, separate. Or choose to be with me and get rid of this stuff. Choose to be with me and stop being right at the moment. And Light makes that choice, Vayisa Light Mikedem. He travels away to Kadmusa Shalom. He travels away from the Kadmah of the world, from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Vayiparadish Me'alachim. And he does a prayer than the whole values, and he goes to a stone. He goes to a stone. He goes to this luscious place that everybody knows is so fleeting. Light himself knew. He chooses that which is so fleeting. was a Yid who left. He left Slobodka. There was a Bach who left Slobodka. He went off the Derech. He was one of the top Bachim in Slobodka, and he became later on in Eretz Yisrael. And it was Yadu on him. It was Yadu on him. He was in the top Bachim in Slobodka. And when he left the yeshiva, the Alter Slobodka said the oil was very down, tremendously down. But he didn't just leave yeshiva; he went off. And the oil was a tremendous clap on the oil tap, such a chashuv. I know today. I know a ma'isa shaliya today. The yeshiva, a chashuv, recent ma'isa, chashuv bacher had went off a shtickle. And it was tremendous. It's a tremendous clap on the yeshiva. A chashuv, not stam a bacher. Mitzuyan in the yeshiva, it's a tremendous clap on the yeshiva. The chever shach in the yeshiva, the pasha put together in the yeshiva, Bacher, it's worse than he committed suicide. He went off the derech. It was a tremendous clap. He committed suicide. Tremendous clap. And the Alter Slobodka spoke to the Olam. And he said, the Olam here thinks that this Bacher lost his ruchni. He lost his Olam Haba. He said, I want you to know he lost his Olam Hazeh. He lost his Olam Haba. I want you to know that not a second in his life will this person have Olam Hazeh. Not just Olam Haba. He won't have any Olam Hazeh his whole life. He walked away from such beauty, from such special, one of Olam Hazeh. It's so moving to think a picture of light moving away from Avraham Avinu. Don't lose his Olam Haba, which he certainly lost. He lost his Olam Hazeh. I suspect that's the two prayers. Vayisa loit mikedem zolim haba. Vayipardush me'al ochri. He lost his Olam Hazeh. The beauty, what we would give to spend a day with Avraham Avinu. The beauty, the Olam Hazeh, the yaf v'sha'achas of Olam Hazeh. The Olam Hazeh that he lost. Vayipardush me'al ochri. And some years later, somebody asked him, he was a judge in Eretz Yisrael, he asked a Talmud from Slobodka, Rav Perret told me this ma'isa, with the names. My poor memory, I don't remember the names. Rav Perret has the name of the judge in Eretz Yisrael, who was the Talmud in Slobodka, and the one who he asked, I partially don't remember, but the ma'isa shows from Rav Perret, my Rebbe told me this ma'isa. And this judge asked the Talmud in Slobodka, what did the Alter, years later, what did the Alter say when I left? What did he say to the island? And the guy was afraid to say. He said, tell me, the judge, please tell me what the Alter said. And he said that you didn't just lose the Olam Haba, yet you'll have no Olam Hazeh. And the guy with tears in his eyes said, I promise you. He said, from the day I left that yeshiva, I didn't have a moment's Olam Hazeh. The guy said to this old Slobodka Talmud, he said, I promise you, from the day I left the yeshiva, from the day I went off, I didn't have a day of Olam Hazeh. The guy said, it's a moving story. It's so emotional, like leaving Avram. Like leaving Avraham Avinu, traveling to Kamus Shal Olam, leaving the Rebbeinu Shal Olam, losing his Olam Haba, losing his Olam Hazeh. Read the story, I think to myself, when you read the story, it's so easy to say, I would never make such a decision. Look at Avram, that's the whole world. Avram Avinu is where it is. It can't have the whole world, that's where it is. When you read the Torah, we're not told anything. The important Torah, the Nitzis, the Torah, Torah's Emes, it doesn't say anything about the rest of the world. What's the difference to the rest of the world? All that matters is going on in Avram's tent, in Avram's yeshiva, in Avram's campus. The whole world, there's all that mattered in the world of Avram's campus. Hashem, Amma Abed, where was Hashem looking at? Avram's campus, that's where it is. And to choose to go out in the Shulina, to choose to, you think crazy. Our Avodah is to view, our Avodah, today, we don't have an Avram Avinu. We don't have an Avram Avinu. But our Avodah, if the truth today, when we'll write about the history of the world, all that matters is the Ruchnias, so I say. That's all that matters in the world. Today, when the story of today is going to be written, when the story of today, all that matters is the world of Torah, the world of yeshivas, the world of Ruchnias. And our avodah, all our lives, is to be associated with yeshivas, is to be associated with Ruchnias. Whatever we're doing, if we're making money, Avram was also making money, and Lloyd was also making money. But to be dedicated to yeshivas, to be dedicated to the Olam HaTorah, to be dedicated to Torah, to be dedicated to Ruchnius. And not to make this mistake of life. We look it, when you read the parsha, if you read the parsha, so you're thinking, right, don't do it again. Every year he does the same thing. You read it every year, he makes the same dumb mistake. Don't do it again. We have to make sure in our lives that we don't travel mikadmusa shalolim. There's the ishtadlus. There's an inyan of ishtadlus. There's also an inyan, Rabbi Yisai. I feel that saying in this way, but this is only, there's also an inyan. You have to use the bathroom. Also, you have to use the process to use the bathroom. Everybody wave their banner of their life and using the bathroom. That's like, what do we represent? We represent, you have to use the bathroom. You have to go to the bathroom. It's a necessity of man. It's not a banner. It's not something to, your shitas achayim is a shtadlus. The people's whole banner. We hold the shtadlus. That's like his whole banner of life. Avadi, you have to go to the bathroom. It's a tzoyrich. It's not a banner. It's not something to dedicate your life towards. It's not something that's, what's our bat? We wave our flag. There's a whole segment of the Orthodox part. That's their banner. Hishtadlus, that's what you have. Hishtadlus. It's not a banner that's going to the bathroom. It's a tzayrich of Adam. It's a tzayrich of Adam. It's a tzayrich to do hishtadlus. Our banner is one banner. It's Kvod Shemayim. That's our only banner. That's Kvod Shemayim. There's no other banner. The other tzrachim we do quietly and it's no other way. Quietly, because it's a tzayrich. To tell you quietly, it's a pasuk in the Torah. No way of avoiding it. But we're quietly, the tzina, it's not our banner. We're not under the flag of ishtadlus, I hold, and that's our big shita, write books on it and publicize our shita. Does anybody publicize the shita? We hold it, go to the bathroom. We do it with tzina, because it's a tzayrich of man. And ishtadlus is a tzayrich of man. We do it with tzina, we do it. That's it, that's something we have to do. But our banner is one banner, it's Kvod Shemayim. And our whole lives we dedicate to that banner. Not to be worried if mom and... There comes in the world, this is a hergish, not halach l'maisa. But I want to share the hergish with Elam anyway. It's not halach l'maisa, but it's a hergish I would like to share with Elam. There comes, We've all been around the world, you see things go on. You see every few years, there becomes an in fad to make money. There becomes an in thing to make money. And there becomes, all of a sudden, day trading. So you see people running, yeah, day trading. Shh, people go flying into day trading. Then there becomes mortgages. Oh, sell mortgages, oh, quick way, you're making millions, just sell mortgages. Shh, people jump in like crazy. It goes fast. It goes like every few years. And after a few years, these things fly out like crazy. People, that's what happens. That's the nature of the thing. They come in for a few years. This will also pass. Comes in, then it passes, comes in. In my eye, the Chavis Avada says, the Chiv Ishtadlus is choose something you're naturally good at. He says, Lahedya, don't go after where the money is, where it looks, where everybody's making wealthy. That's an assignment to see, are you right if mammon? Is your life about chasing money? Or your life is about service of Hashem. Avada, do a shabbos. I want a parnasa, a healthy parnasa that brings it. I'm not right with mammon. He said, why not? You know, while I'm doing this, this is the oldest Messiah. While I'm doing a little day trading, okay, so I'm learning, you know, I might as well. Find the regular, you want to do a shkalos b'tzina, find something that you have an intuit towards, something healthy, something that in the world pays a certain salary, you get money. Beis Hashem, we should all be wealthy. You should be zayich. You should have ashiras. Everybody should have the bracha ashiras. It's not about that or not. It's about this nekuda. Rav Samam, the Raman of Tshuva says that Tshuva is not just on Maisim Raim. It's on Deyos Raim. And the Day of Rada is Kigayin. It's Rav Samam. His mashal is Raidik Mammon. This spirit in the world of running after money. Which the Chavis Avava says by Yishtad, the person is looking when all of us come time to choose a profession. You're finding you have a natural material towards it. Can the Derech HaTeva earn a panasa? In Lawrence, one of the wealthiest people in Lawrence sells shmatas. What's Hashem's meant? It's not totally in where it looks like it's not totally in Medifa Samam, and you have a natural material. Some is a natural material, like selling shmatas. You have a natural material towards something. This shtus, this hevel of running after money. This traveling mikad Musa shalaylam, you're leaving everything. I always feel one of the biggest deterrents
for a bachur or yulaman in yeshiva, for all of us, one of the biggest deterrents, one of the biggest, not deterrents of the wrong one, one of the biggest thing that ma'akev us from true aliyah is we had this funny notion that something else out in the world. We had, like, we're missing something. Like the bachur or the yulaman is learning, like he's missing episode. It looks so exciting out there. It looks so levitic. This we have to get in our heads. You're buying Avram Avinu. You're under the same way you read this story, you'll hear the lady on Shabbos and start crying what they did. That's where Godless is. That's where the Mahazah is. There's nothing else in the world besides being by Avram Avinu. That's where everything is. Everything's right there. Elam Hazah and Elam Havas there. We have to get this in our heads, in the yeshiva, when a bachur is in yeshiva, and generally, he's working when he sits, those hours he sits in yeshiva, the hours I skim up in yeshiva, there's nothing else in Olam. There's nothing else, there's nothing else in the world. We have to get this into our heads, it's very strong, there's nothing else in the world. People are running in excitement, and lebedik, there's nothing else, it's all a bunch of effort. It's all a bunch of hevel. I like saying over the mashal, I say over many times the mashal. I love saying about the fish. The mussel of the fish. You see a fish in a tank. You ever see a fish in a tank? It's swimming back, forward, back, and forth, so calmly. You ever see a fish out of the tank? Jumping and levitating. Toots of levitating. Bump, up and down, flying around. So the fish in the tank says, I want to get out there. Says to the older fish, the young fish, the older fish. You see, it's so levitating out there. Mevach, I'm restrained to go back and forth. So toots of levitating out there. I want to, maybe I should check it out. The old ones, you idiot. That fish is dying. So he's jumping around, trying efforts to find some water so he can live. You're in the water. You're in life. We're not to jump around. We have it all. That's a bachur. That's a bachur in the Beis Medrash. You're in water. You have everything. I think about a bachur getting involved in businesses. He's hacking. I remember with stocks. Not his in now. That was mortgages. A bachur's hacking. He's on the phone, checking up the stuff. Mishumina! Your whole life, you're going to... People have the oil of Parnas on them. The whole life, the guy's work. So what is this Meshuggah going to do? He's a bachur now, he doesn't have the oil of Parnas. He's, please Hashem, let me have the curse now. Curse me early. I don't want to wait to get my curse later. Curse me now. Meshuggah. Now is your time to be Isaac and Torah. Now is your time to be Isaac and Torah. Now is your time to be fully Isaac. To put all your kaifas in Torah. And what is this? He's handling, he's tumbling, he's politicking. I don't know what he's doing. He's calling this friend and that friend and Isaac. And I don't know what he's Isaac in. What are you being busy for? We have a Gantz 11 with the pressures in life. That's the nature of the pressures, the things he has, the pressures in life. These years have I said, we're Zaychir being yeshiva. We don't know how long Zaychir going to come through this marriage. These years be totally Isaac and leave it at Torah. Fully dedicated to Torah. To Torah, to Torah values, to Torah ideals. The Isaac with all our kaifas in Torah. And then as the other years come, we have other things. We'll already be people who know what it'll be like in Avram. We'll have gone through the yeshiva of an Avram Avinu. We'll know that all our things are dedicated to Torah. And when we have the other asakim, when we have asakim of business, whatever asakim may be, will be dedicated towards Kfarid Shemayim. Because we practiced those years. But to take these years that were supposed to work on developing Kfarid Shemayim, a sense of Kfarid Shemayim, and not to be Isaac in it,